A very good morning to you. Mary Fagan here with you this morning on Horizons. My special guest is Dermot Walsh, living in Carseveen for many years now. Dermot Walsh, thanks very much for joining me this morning on Horizons.
Thank you, Mary.
Dermot, to start off with, tell us a little bit about where you're living, where you're based, what parish you're involved in.
I'm living in Carseveen, parish of Carseveen.
Have you been there all your life?
No, I'm there about 25 years now.
That's a lifetime sentence.
Okay.
But I presume you're not looking at it as a sentence.
No. At the time came, I asked to go back to Carseveen in the job I was in.
What were you working at?
In the bank.
So you loved Carseveen?
Yes. Yeah,
I know another banker who was based in Carseveen a long time ago, and she loved it. Was heartbroken when she was moved from it.
Yeah. At the moment, let's say we spend 2 days a week walking with friends, which is hugely beneficial from an exercise point of view, but also from a community point of view. We have Ukrainians who are walking with us at the moment on Wednesdays and Sundays, and it's great to get to know people and invite people into it.
Do you do different walks all the time?
Oh, yeah. All over South Kerry.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. How long would your walks be?
We have Stravas and we check them out. The one we did last week was about 8 kilometres, I'd say.
Lovely. Yeah. How long have you been interested in the walking?
Oh, for years, I suppose, since I came, really. Because it's such a beautiful place. I'm originally from Tipperary, which is flat. And here you have such a choice, such a variety of places to go to. Even around Carseveen, you have Beenatee, Knocknatubber, Clanlenhen, all of them, Killalen.
Beautiful. You were married and settled in Carseveen. Children, family?
Yeah, we have 5 children and we have 13 grandchildren. And the 14th is arriving in September, please God.
5 children. Living around?
No, we have Neva's living in Trim, Grania's living in Spain, Emer is living in Ballinskellig's. She originally lived in Dublin, but she moved back to Ballinskellig's, teaching there. And Dermot is living in Buncrana, Donegal, and Kira is in Bath in England.
Do you ever manage to successfully get all 5 at home for any reason?
That's a thing that we try to do every August. And the idea is that we photograph our grandchildren and they are steps of stairs from 19 each year down to 13. And for 6 months of the year, they are just every number down to that. And then there's a break and we have the other 3.
So you set aside a week or a weekend in August?
A fortnight, if we can. At some stage, we try and get them all there. As the years go by, it gets more difficult, but it's a fabulous week.
They all stay with you?
Yes. Yeah. We go to the end of the road, we can go swimming. And if the weather's fine, there's a big barbecue, which is really something to look forward to.
It sounds absolutely fantastic.
It is, yeah. No. It's idyllic, really, when you think about it. We're blessed.
Absolutely great. COVID, how did it affect you?
COVID was difficult in the sense that we were, I suppose, isolated from all of them. I painted the house, shut up, doing something. But I suppose we could walk to the end of the road. When I was in Spain and I looked at people in apartments that couldn't stir outside them, they were extremely strict there. My son-in-law, when he went out to do some shopping, he was stopped by the police. A neighbour who was caught driving, and he was told that, what are you doing? He said, I'm going out getting diesel. And they asked for the receipt, and when he couldn't show it to them, he was fined €250 and told that he was caught again, the car had been impounded. I had great sympathy for the people in flats with no way other than just to look out windows for that period of time. So we were blessed where we were.
You've created a beautiful picture of family for me there. So the reason I'm talking to you this morning is you are doing the Lay Leaders program.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What brought you to deciding to do this program?
Well, I suppose there was a note in the mass leaflet one weekend, and I think it was summer 2 years ago. And I was reading it after dinner on a Sunday, and I mentioned it to Carolyn, and she suggested, why don't you have a shot at it? And then I subsequently met Father Larry and Father Gerr and asked them about it, and they said it's new to them, and it's, look, have a shot at it, try it and see. And I was, hadn't really decided, but I did. I had to go online, made an application, and then I was interviewed.
That was in the pastoral centre in Clarny?
No, well, it was COVID, and I was actually interviewed.
Online?
Online, yeah. I still wasn't convinced that I was going to do it. But for a few weeks, I decided, no, I wouldn't, because it was going to affect our travel.
And you travelled to Spain to visit one of your children?
Yeah. And I read an article by Pope Francis. He had been visiting a place called Asti in North Italy. As I say, I remember because of the Asti in North Kerry. And while he was there during Mass, he gave a homily on the whole idea of lay pastoral ministry. And in it, he said, if you're considering it, that you should go into your local church when it's empty, there's no one there, and stand in front of the cross and let the cross ask you two questions. The first question was, do you want to observe me? And he said, if you want to observe me, you'll see all that's wrong with the church, and that there's not enough priest vocations, that the nuns and the brothers are dying out. And he said, you'll stay analysing it to a sense of paralysis and you'll walk away and do nothing. The second question that you'll, the cross will ask you, he said, do you want to help me and participate and be of assistance? And he said, it's living out your baptismal promises. I decided I would go and see. And I went to the first get-together, still very reluctantly, I have to say. And when I parked in the car park in Pastoral Centre in Killarney, I just watched people going in, and this civil war was going inside my head. Look, what am I committing to? Will I or won't I go? When a car pulled up beside me with grandparents in it, and they were taking a young child, I think Tommy was his name, into the creche, which was opposite the Pastoral Centre, and they were trying to persuade him to go in and that would be worthwhile. And he was reluctant too, and I knew the two of us were on the one sheet, same page. They were trying to tell him that it'll be good, you'll learn about A is for apple and B is for balloon, and at 3 o'clock we'll come back and collect you. So he went in and I went in, but nobody was going to collect me at 3 o'clock.
Oh, that is lovely. Dermot, it's time for peace music. David Kaufman, Be Still.
Though nations fight, spite for hearts will harm. Your mercy holds us, we hear you call. We linger in your resting arms as you say, be still my love. Know that I am God. Be still my love. Know that I am God.
Dermot, you stayed with it.
I did, and I'm thrilled. A huge change and huge difference for me.
And it runs till Christmas.
That's correct, like, yeah.
So
yeah,
you've still got quite a lot left. You say you're delighted you've done it. What have you been getting from the course?
I suppose I've got a deeper understanding of the scriptures, and this was something that really in my growing up years, we never read the Bible. I never read the scriptures. I am doing that now, and I get a great sense of satisfaction out of it. And that's a very personal thing, because what you learn and what you read is challenging. You know, as John Lennox, the Christian apologist from Oxford, said, that you begin to see aspects of yourself that maybe you don't like, but you're in the right place because Jesus is the one who helps you cope with all that. And there's a sense of transformation that comes out of that. So
you've found it transforming.
Well, I'm in the process. It's a journey.
In the process.
It's a bit like the Camino. You're traveling along.
And you've done the Camino as well.
I did. I did that. I did it twice. The first year I did it with St. John's Parish here when I was living in Spain. And it was for a week. And it was a great experience, but I had missed the meaning. I felt so. I went back on my own and started at the beginning and did it. And I met incredible people. I learned an awful lot from the different people that I met who were on their journey.
And just give people an idea of what's involved in the training program.
There's an academic aspect to it. We're doing it through Mary Eye and University of Limerick each Tuesday night from 7:30 to 9:30. We're online, and then almost once a month we're in Killarney. The lecturers come down to Killarney.
Face to face?
Face to face, yeah.
How have you found working online?
Well, I found it great in the sense that I could do that from Spain as well.
Or Carsevine.
Anywhere, yes, yeah.
What a gift.
Yeah. Other members of the group have done it. It's been done from Iceland. It's been done from many other parts of Europe.
That's amazing, isn't it?
It's incredible. But then there's the assignments, you know, which...
They should be no bother to you.
I don't know about that now, but what I used to say to my children, would you ever do your assignment and get it in time and stop the rushing and the sweating and the tears, you know? And would you believe, what are they saying to me?
The very same thing.
The assignments, you know? It causes you to dig deep, but it's very worthwhile.
So it sounds like you're enjoying, even though it's a bit of work, the academic end. What about the practical stuff of working in your parish?
Yeah, I had my first placement was with Lexio Divina in the parish. And I was terrified to do it. I did it over the month of November last year. And I prepared to an inch of my life. You know, I had everything. We were doing the Gospels of the following Sunday. There were seven of us doing it. Three people from Valencia and three from Carsevine.
Had you pulled them together, or were you just meeting with a group that was already established?
No, a new group. Well, there was an old group, but that had fallen apart.
Well done. Pulled a new group together first.
Yeah. And what I found after I started half an hour into it, and you know the structure of Lexio Divina, you read it three times and you ask about the word or about a phrase. Half an hour into it, I realized that the preparation I did, well, it was worthwhile for me, but it was unnecessary because the resource was in the group. And while there were seven of us, there was seven different ways that people were touched by the particular gospel. And it reminded me that part of the course I had read Deo Verbum. That was the document that came out after Vatican II, written by the bishops. And they said that the altar is one table, but with two offerings, the word of God and the bread, and each of them are broken. And here we were breaking the word of God. I found it so inspiring to hear people's stories that were attached. This is 2,000 years later, and how present all of that was to them. And so it went on for 4 weeks. Towards the end, another person wanted to join the course, and I felt it would be an intrusion because we had developed such an intimacy in the whole thing, and people were sharing what it meant to them. I came away absolutely blown away with what the whole thing meant.
I'm in conversation with Dermot Walsh, who's currently doing the Lay Leaders program with the diocese. Come back to us after this short break.